Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled Becoming a Brand Leader. Every company wants to be known as the local go-to brand. There's books, DVDs, and countless programs on how to do just that. This program, however, kind of pushes all those things aside to provide practical suggestions on how to become the local brand leader.
You got it, Bill. You're right. You know, I love listening to Debbie because she's always straightforward and to the point with very practical suggestions on how to grow your small business. This month is no exception. From Debbie's perspective, it's very simple. People buy from people they know, like, and trust. With that premise, this presentation covers all kinds of practical suggestions on how to become the local brand leader.
You are absolutely right, Tom. You know, Debbie talks about telling her story, becoming known as a giver, and how to become the local expert in your field. Our listeners are going to really like this presentation. This month's presenter is Debbie Sardone. Debbie is both a local business owner and a global business consultant. Debbie has launched 5 successful businesses, including a national nonprofit, Cleaning for a Reason. Debbie helps cash-strapped people start and grow their businesses, overcome common obstacles, and create legendary service while enjoying their entrepreneurial journey. Her expert advice is specific and relevant no matter what stage of business you're in. And now, with Becoming a Brand Leader, here's Debbie Sardone with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Hi, I'm Debbie Sardone, president of speedcleaning.com. I want to talk to you today about how to be the brand leader in today's crowded market. I think we can all agree there is so much competition out there, and there are so many choices for consumers to choose from. It's easier than ever before to research a business that you want to do business with and compare competitors against brand leaders, the new guy in town against the company that's been around for 25 years. Let's face it, in the age of the digital consumer, the digital marketplace, people have researched you and already have an opinion about your brand before they pick up the phone and connect with you personally. Do you agree with the opinions that they are forming from doing their research about your company? Do you agree with those opinions that maybe your website or your reviews are creating in the minds of the consumer? If not, you have to take back your brand and your image. The truth is, your brand is not what you decide it is. You might have your core values and your mission statement on your website, but that's not what your brand is. Your brand is whatever the consumer thinks about your company. That's your brand. And if it isn't intentionally created by you in your company, then you may be surprised at the brand that comes to mind in the mind of the consumer. Let's talk about being a brand leader. Whether you've been in business for 5 years, 5 months, 25 years, somebody else can come in and take away the brand leadership status that you have enjoyed for maybe years and years by simply doing some strategies that seasoned business owners often don't even understand or don't know about. So we'll talk about being a brand leader. It's not as hard as you think. First of all, I will say there is nothing more frustrating than seeing the new guy on the block outbrand your business. There's nothing more frustrating, especially if you've been in business a decade or 20 or 25 years, and you know you have the highest level of expertise in your industry. You know more than the new competition that just showed up in town. And there's nothing worse than being outbranded by the new kid on the block. And the truth is, it's not necessary. So how do you build that unstoppable brand or that irreplaceable brand. It doesn't happen by accident, not anymore in the age of the digital consumer. So first of all, I want you to know this. Now, I realize this is an old phrase, but it's so true. And I think because we've heard it too much, we stopped listening. But people buy from people they know, they like, and they trust. If they look at your website, are you a stranger? Do you talk corporate speak? Do you talk about the company? So many small business owners miss an incredible opportunity to connect with the public on a personal basis by creating their own story brand. This is so powerful and such a missed opportunity that is easy to correct. In fact, you could probably correct this in 20 minutes after this recording. So, how do you build a story brand? First of all, take a look at your website. If that's the first people, if that's the first stop that people make when researching your service, take a look at your website. Do you have this About Us page that has stock photos that you purchased online and we speak instead of I speak? How about putting a picture on your About Us page of the owner? The owner and your spouse, your family, the owner with your kids, with your dachshund, you know, your dog. Put the picture of your family and talk to the visitor to your website. Don't talk as if you are a corporation doing corporate speak. Talk about your history. Tell your story brand. And what I mean by that is, are you a retired police officer that started a professional painting business? Are you a firefighter that has a professional power washing business on the side and that's your side gig? Tell your story. Are you a retired military veteran? People love to do business with veterans. And if they don't, then what do you care? You don't want them as a customer anyway, if that's your passion. Tell people your story. Why did you start this business? Were you a single mom and you just needed an income and you started this business as a side gig and you became so highly successful and in so much demand in your community that you began to expand and hire and train and you soon discovered that you had the most popular in-demand service in town? Then tell that story and show your picture. People will know you, like you, and trust you when they believe they have connected with you on a personal basis. Maybe you put your grandkids on there. Maybe you started this business out of retirement from a corporate career. And in your retirement, you always wanted to operate this service business or this business that you are promoting. And you've got a picture of your grandkids and you tell your story. People connect with people. They don't connect with companies. It is such a missed opportunity to have your About Us page to be all about your 100% money back guarantee, all about how you've been in business for 25 years and you're the leader in this field and you will match any price in town, blah, 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 blah. How boring is that? Do you want to be chosen based on price or do you want to be chosen because people look at your brand and say, wow, I connect with them. I want to do business with them. So it does start in being a brand leader by putting skin on your business and a face. Never be afraid to have a picture of the owner and maybe a couple of other pictures of the owner with your staff enjoying what they do. Let me take it a step further. For those of you that aren't shy, make a video. You can hire someone to help you make this professionally for a couple thousand dollars, or you can make a home video with an iPhone. It doesn't matter. People don't care. In fact, the less slick the production of the video, the more endearing it is, as long as it's not poorly done and hokey and goofy. You can make a video about your story. It needs to be short and succinct and sincere, and don't act like you're just reading a cold script. You need to smile in your video and just greet the prospect to your website. You know, hi, I'm Debbie Sardone, and I'm the owner, the founder and president of Buckets and Bows Maid Service. I started this business over 35 years ago just by cleaning houses on my own. My husband was a police officer, and I started this business for some extra income. And it wasn't long before I discovered that I had a knack for cleaning, and I began to turn away more business than I could possibly handle. And that's when I decided to start hiring and training. And now, 35 years later, we have one of the largest cleaning companies in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We have won Best of Denton County for over 8 years in a row. Our employees voted us the number one best place to work in Denton County. And over the last 10 years, we started a nonprofit where we get to serve cancer patients in our community, cleaning their homes for free. It's what we do best. We get to serve cancer patients throughout our community and throughout the entire United States because of the nonprofit we started. So I just wanted you to learn a little bit about our company. We hope you'll click the link below and fill out an information quote, and we'll get back in touch with you soon. Do you see how simple that was? Now I realize I did it kind of off the cuff and on the fly. So, you know, you can practice up a little bit and create some bullet points, but you get the point. Just a homemade video from an iPhone, pop it up on your About Us page and let people see your personality and your passion around what you do and make it short and sweet. And they'll feel like, wow, I already know these people. I actually just talked to an employee candidate about 2 hours ago who, when I was talking to them about the job, they said, oh, I know all about your company. Even employees are researching your company. They're already forming an opinion about your warmth and your expertise. So create pictures, videos, whatever it takes, but put skin on the company. Put a face and a smile behind that brand so people can fall in love with you before they even call. Now, here's something else. Be known as a giver. So many times people in sales inadvertently, even though they don't mean to, come across as takers. They're takers. I want something from you. I want to make a sale. I want your money. And very few companies excel at being givers in the sales process. So how do you become known as a giver? Well, there's a couple of ways. Number one, you can take the approach that I have taken by embracing charitable causes. You can launch your own nonprofit if you are ready for that, which is a whole new business. Most people are not. Or you can launch a charitable program inside your business where you donate some of what you do for a living, whether it's lawn care services for senior citizens or for single moms or for cancer patients, whatever. In my case, my donation program was started simply as a company policy. It wasn't a nonprofit back then. And we started giving away free house cleaning services in our local community to families who were battling cancer. And then, of course, I expanded that during National Police Officers Association Week, since my husband's a retired police officer, we started giving away 5 to 10 free house cleaning gift cards to local heroes, firefighters, police officers, and wounded veterans. So we expanded our charitable giving in that way. And so we've built our brand locally by being known as the most charitable cleaning service in town. It may not resonate with everybody, but it does resonate with most people. Maybe charity isn't your thing. You can be a giver by giving expert advice, giving expert tips. Maybe you are incredible at social media marketing. Did you know you could hold some workshops free of charge for your clients and the public at your office if you have a training room? And you do that as a give. Talk about being known as an expert. Maybe your line of business is landscape or lawn care. You can provide free tips very easily on Facebook, YouTube, many, many very simple platforms. You can provide simple, free tips, not asking for a thing, not trying to sell anything, simple tips on when's the best time to mulch your yard, what time of year should you do the mulching, how short should you cut your grass during the hottest part of the summer, you know, what's the best time to prune your bushes or your trees. I don't know landscaping, so I don't even know if I'm saying all the right things, but if you're in the landscape business, you know. Or maybe your expertise is painting. You provide professional painting. There's so many things, so many tips you can give consumers who are do-it-yourselfers. And it's like, let me tell you the best paint at the lowest price and where to get it. You know, maybe it's Sherwin-Williams, and the most popular paint cover is Revere Pewter. It's the most popular light colored gray in town. The second most popular color in terms of paint is this, you know, ABC beige, whatever. Give tips without expectation to make a sale or get anything back. And then find ways to post these tips and repurpose these tips that you've created over and over and over again. You will become known as the expert when you're giving away your expert advice and giving away your expert tips. And when you're not selling anything, people are more inclined to share those little short 1, 2, 3 minute video tips on Facebook or on YouTube. So as you want to become a brand leader, as you want your brand to be known for something, whether your expertise or your charitable giving, your marketing has to become memorable, sticky. Otherwise, people forget it. It needs to be regular. It needs to be repetitive. You can't just do something once for a week and then never do it again. So put together, and don't make it hard on yourself, put together a list of tips that you could talk about in a 1, 2, or a 3 minute video. Don't overthink it. Don't overwork the process. Put together some tips. Because content marketing is the craze right now. Content marketing is what everybody is doing to stand out and to be remembered. Content marketing is where you are indirectly selling yourself, your business, your expertise by giving tips, by helping other people. You're not asking for anything in return, but then they end up coming to you. So put together a list of things. Create a bullet point list. And then start making short little videos, and homemade are fine. You can use your computer like I'm using. You can use your iPhone, some kind of a smartphone. You don't have to make this expensive or a lot of effort, because in all likelihood, you won't follow through, or you'll only do it for a short period of time and then you'll get overwhelmed. And then make sure when you create this bullet point of tips, you repurpose that thing to death. You can use this in so many places and repurpose over and over and over again. And you will be known as the expert when you do this. So create your bullet point list, because if you're talking about your expertise, you already know all the answers. It's so easy. Make your bullet point list. Post it on your website. That's great for SEO. Create a video from your bullet point list that you're reading from your website, your blog, or whatever. Create a video. Post the video on Facebook. Jump on, if you have a lot of fans on your business page, jump on every day or every week at the same time and share a video live, and then allow people to share that video in their groups and on their Facebook page. You can download that live video and then upload it to YouTube. Now you have a 2-for-1 effort. And then you can take that YouTube link and post that on your blog post, on your website. So you have the text, which helps for SEO, and then you have the video, which makes it more interesting for those of us that are kind of lazy and don't want to read. And so that is like SEO gold. And it can literally start with a live Facebook video that you create. Whether you have any fans that join you on the live broadcast or not, it doesn't really matter, because you're going to repurpose it over and over and over again. But if you train your fans that every Wednesday at 3 p.m. you jump on for live tips, you will actually see a following. You can also begin to collect cell phone, mobile numbers from people who want to subscribe to your texting notification service, and you can just sign up with a texting service and then send out a text 2 minutes before you go live to invite people who are interested in plumbing tips or painting tips or house cleaning tips or landscaping tips. You can text them 1 or 2 minutes before you go live so that they can join you and they can ask you questions live. This stuff is just so easy, especially if you're a little bit comfortable speaking and a little bit comfortable behind a camera. Maybe you, the owner, are not, but you have an incredible marketing director that loves this kind of stuff. Empower your marketing director or your spouse or some clever employee who would love to do this. But just make it happen. You will very quickly become the brand leader. And you can see how I'm describing this is kind of a one-step process that you repurpose. You created the bullet point list. You jumped out on Facebook and read the tips that you jotted down. And then you uploaded it to YouTube, and then you added the YouTube file to your website. This isn't a lot of effort once the piece is created. And then think about really nice images that are kind of share worthy. Think about the kinds of images that people share on Pinterest. So add an image to your Facebook post because images make it more shareable and people are more intrigued. Then you can share it on Facebook and on Instagram and private groups on Facebook. If you own a lawn care business, you should go and find private groups in your local community to join where people have the hobby of yard work. There's tons of people out there and lots of groups around people's hobbies. And if you're in the lawn care business or the landscape business, you can join those private groups in your community where people congregate and talk about dirt and soil and mulch and plants. And you can just jump in and give advice as the expert. And then you can link to one of your videos that you've added to your website where you did a 2-minute tip about when to cut back your crepe myrtles, if that's your thing. And so while you're engaging in these private groups and elevating your business and establishing your expertise, you can say, oh, I talked about this last month. Here's a link to the video on my website. Now you're driving traffic to your website. Now you have, in many cases, tens of thousands of eyeballs because oftentimes those groups are that large around a person's passion or hobby or interest. But wait, there's more because I'm talking about repurposing so that you can be the brand leader. So now that you have these little video tips that you've created, now you can go into an email automation marketing program like Infusionsoft or MailChimp or Constant Contact. They all have the capability of creating sequential email marketing campaigns. And this is where you create a specific list. And let's call this list cold prospects. For whatever reason, you have their email. Maybe they came in through your website form, but they never returned your call. They never became a client. You can put them in this nurturing campaign. Instead of constantly hitting them with emails, automatic emails that go out that say, hey, 10% off spring cleanup, or hey, take $25 off if you book now, or you know, a barrage of buy from me, buy from me, buy from me emails. You can literally send them a series of emails that you have created the tips from in your tips that you posted on your blog and your video tips. And you can set these sequential emails to go out to your prospects that says, I know you've been thinking about lawn care, and here are 3 things you can do in the summer. Here are 4 things you can do at the hottest part of the summer. Here's some tips on watering your lawn. Or in my case, with a house cleaning business, here are 3 things to ask a private housekeeper before hiring them. And I can have a short little video about make sure they're insured and bonded. Ask if they're going to bring any surprise guests into the home, like their cousin to help them clean, or their 3-year-old if the babysitter calls in sick. And so you can give literally tips. Now, why would a house cleaning company provide free tips to my prospects around hiring a private housekeeper? Because I can sow the seeds of gap. because I can tell them, make sure they're insured and bonded, so that when they ask their private housekeeper, are you insured and bonded? What happens if you damage my $1,000 table? Then I'm sewing the gap. I'm not putting down my competition. I'm helping the customer be educated to make some other decisions around who to hire and maybe who not to work with. So create this automated series of sequential emails to target your prospects, but you're giving. Now, it doesn't mean at the end of the email, you don't say, but if you'd just like to book a quote now or let us help you with your spring cleanup, please contact us now. Click here. Nothing wrong with having some kind of a call to action, but if it starts with a give, the tip, or just the give, hey, if you know anyone in your area that needs their home cleaned that's battling cancer, we are here to help. It's completely for free. So those are the things that I can send in a sequential email to build my brand, to get known for something other than what we do, and the next review that they see online regarding our service from maybe the last disgruntled customer that we couldn't please. And then the last thing is, if you want to be the brand leader, you have to name it and claim it. In other words, if you are the brand leader, don't let your weak competitor that just started their business last year name and claim the expert status. Be the expert. Name it, claim it. No one's going to challenge you on it. You can, if you're comfortable, you can reach out to local media sources like the local newspaper or magazines and offer to write articles and provide tips around your business expertise. People love to have content that's provided for free from experts. If you're really comfortable, you can go on TV on the morning shows, especially during certain times of the year when your business is in higher demand and the media is talking about it. And you can offer to be interviewed as an expert or come and demonstrate certain things and certain tools that people can use that will help their audience connect. So be the expert. Name that space. If you don't, somebody else will. Just take it. How did I get known as one of the most successful cleaning companies in the country right here in my local town? Because I said I am, and of course we are. How have we named and claimed that we are the number one most charitable cleaning company in Texas? Because we said so, and no one's going to challenge us for it because they can't. We are the most charitable, but if I didn't say it, no one would know it. So what about your business stands out and resonates with the public? Share it. Be known for it. These things are easier than you think. And then lastly, recognize that when you attend networking meetings, that it's really about connecting. It's not about networking. Connecting is giving. It's asking the other person more questions than you are doing talking and sharing and telling. So connect with people at your networking meetings. This will elevate your brand. They will begin to ask you questions if you ask them questions. So all of this is how you become a brand leader in your community, especially in a crowded market. You can do it if you're intentional about the process and repurpose everything you do on every social media site, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, repurpose all of this so you're not creating new content for all these platforms. So I hope this helps. I hope you go back and become the brand leader in a crowded market that you deserve to be.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.